take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though, as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children. So we cared for you. Because we love you so much, we delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our whole lives as well. Why do you seek people in your life? What are your motives? Are you a people pleaser or a God pleaser? Are you more concerned about what someone thinks about you or what God thinks of you? As believers in Christ, we are approved by God, and that is enough. The Apostle Paul knew this and addressed this in Scripture. He points out things that hinder our relationship with Christ. In verses 1 and 2, he talks about how his past bad experiences did not prevent him from sharing Jesus. Although up against extreme opposition that could even lead to death, he still presses onward. In verses 5 and 6, Paul talks about worldly motives in our relationships, looking at people as economic tools, using flattery, or seeking human glory. We live in a world that shouts, "Live your truth!" Wow, what a sneaky lie the devil attempts to derail us by getting our focus off of Christ and onto ourselves. How about living God's truth? Our culture today is obsessed with identity. Paul knew his identity was found in Jesus Christ and no one else. When we really understand this, then and only then can we truly love and invest in healthy relationships around us through genuine service, being gentle and kind, encouraging one another. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 8 one more time. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. With the help of God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure thoughts, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know, we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up our greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children. So we cared for you because we love you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Lord Jesus, I pray for the listeners out there that they may find their identity in you alone. May we be a people who seek to please you and not be people pleasers. Our motives matter to you. Men may look on the outside, but you judge our heart. May we one day hear from you, "Well done, my good servant." And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.